time for school. Rock School with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
Dan Rather.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
Underwritten by Home Theater, etc. Class is in.
Sunday afternoon. My name is Joe Burns, professor here in the Communications Department, Southeastern Louisiana University, KSLU Rock School Show, and the man sitting to my immediate right,
Chad P.
Hiya, Chad. How are things?
Good, Doc. How are things with you?
They're very well. As a matter of fact, by the time that everyone hears this show on Sunday, we will be less than 24 hours away from classes being in.
That's right. That's your specialty. Right.
But for this hour, classes in on this topic. There are other bands from Ireland other than U2.
There are?
I swear there are. There are other bands from Ireland other than U2. And for an hour, I'm going to take some time and I'm going to play for you a bunch of bands and individual singers that are from Ireland.
So Irish rock bands.
That's right. So when somebody says, you know, oh, there's nobody good except, you know, U2. Like, yes, there are actually people that are great that aren't U2, but
we're going to play U2.
Of course we are. We're going to start with U2, and much like some really bad 70s bands, we may end with U2 as well.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of 70s bands will start with their big hit and then end with their big hit.
Well, you know.
Yeah, my wife went to one of her corporate get-togethers, and she saw the Gap band. Do you remember You Dropped a Bomb on Me?
Yeah.
They opened with it. It went 10 minutes. They closed with it. It went 12 minutes. So clearing the place out. We begin as we look into the Irish rock bands here on Rock School with U2. Bono, The Edge, Adam Clayton, and Larry Mullen Jr.
I always knew him as Bono, The Edge, and the other two guys.
And the other two guys, the one with his shirt off on top of the building when they were trying to be the Beatles in that in the one video. These guys literally have overshadowed just about any other musician that's come out of Ireland. Tom Snyder, you know, he died, a big guy in broadcasting. He died, I think, about 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was on his Tom Snyder show that U2 made their first appearance here in the United States.
Okay.
And it was really weird because they were sort of a punkish band back then, and Sunday Bloody Sunday was their hit. And Tom Snyder was always known as this calm, resolved guy, and on comes U2.
With Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Right, and they're just trying to, you know, make a name for themselves here in the U.S. What I know about U2 is about The Edge. David Howe Evans is his real name.
I love him.
He plays upwards of 200 different guitars every time he's recording.
Mm-hmm.
He will try numerous instruments, different setups on amplifiers, on speakers, on preamplifiers, on pickups in the guitar, different strings. He's known for being such a taskmaster, if you will, on the sound that he wants. He's not a brilliantly fast player, but on the same aspect, he has a sound that no one can duplicate. This is why you don't hear a lot of U2 when you go out to bar bands,
right?
Because in order to duplicate his sound, man, do you have to understand how these effects work.
So
let's take a listen to the first of our Irish rock bands. You know them. This is U2 and my favorite U2 song.
I was fixing to ask you that.
I love this tune. Absolutely adore this tune. This is called Desire on Rock School.
She's a candle burning my room.
ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why does every lead singer, just simply because they're a lead singer, believe they can play the harmonica?
Because they saw Steven Tyler do it and thought it was a good idea.
That's an awful harmonica part. Not that great. Have you heard the remix of that where they took the lead gospel singers and she's screaming desire over top of that?
I
don't normally like remixes of rock songs because I try to turn them into dance songs, but that one's pretty good and it has a whole lot of real rhythmic hand clapping in it. So now, that's it. That's all the groups that are from Ireland. There are no more groups from Ireland.
Thank you
for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen.
Seven-minute show.
Yeah, a home theater, etc. Thanks you for... No, there's a whole lot of them. Are you familiar with a man named Phil? Now, this is where the fight goes. I was in Ireland, and I said his name was Linnott, and they said, no, it's Linnott.
Linnott.
Whatever. He is the lead singer and bassist for the group Thin Lizzy.
Thin Lizzy.
That's right. The boys are back in town. We're going to play a different song. Every so often I'll make a statement, they should erect statues to this guy, right? They have erected a statue to Phil. He is from Northern Ireland, and what you probably know of Northern Ireland is the fight between the Protestants and the Catholics, mm-hmm. leading to the IRA, mm-hmm. bombings, violence, and all of that.
It's a lot of bad stuff.
I went there.
Okay.
I have been through Northern Ireland, and imagine, if you will, two groups of people in New Orleans hating each other so much that they erect a 15, 16, 17 foot barbed wire fence.
Oh, wow.
Between the sections. That's Northern Ireland.
No way.
It is. It is intimidating. And as we were being walked around, the people who were doing the tour were saying, it's not as bad as you think it is. It's not this, it's not that. But there's a man standing over there with a semi-automatic weapon.
It looks pretty bad.
It made me very nervous. And I'm thinking, well, should I go over there and make eye contact with this guy? Maybe not. Phil Linnott, Linnott. However,
whatever.
He is an African-American man from Dublin, and his backup band, European-Americans. But that's not the thing. They say, well, it's a multiracial band. Well, here, the multiracial thing would be, you know, wow, that's a wonderful thing. He, Phil, put together not only a multiracial band, but a multi-religious band.
Oh.
So from Northern Ireland, he put together people from both Catholic and Protestant communities. So Thin Lizzy, in the world of Ireland, is just seen as a dot of peace inside of this.
Good for them.
Now, times have changed a bit. The IRA is now looked at more as a political group, mm-hmm. than they are, I don't want to use the word terrorist, but, you know, anger group,
okay.
if you will. So things have changed. It's getting better, and we were able to walk fairly freely around Northern Ireland. But at the time, in the late 70s and 80s, this band, Thin Lizzy, was really not just a great hit maker, but they were a sign of peace and a sign of what could be done.
Cool.
This is one of their big hits on Rock School. This is Jailbreak.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down.
So there you go. They literally erected statues to this man.
The song's Jailbreak by Thin Lizzy.
That's right. You've got a little bit of the stuff down there. Do you want to hear a funny story from... Actually, this is going to sound strange coming out of my mouth, but do you want to hear a funny story about actually being in Northern Ireland? I was on a bus trip. It was one of those, you know, well, gee, if it's Tuesday, this must be Dublin. But we were all waiting, you know, for Belfast and for Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
And we were going on a tour, so I went... And I always want to get a Hard Rock pin from everywhere I've been.
Right.
So I went to the man who was running the whole thing, and he was handing us over to another person. You know, this woman will walk you around Belfast, and I'm going to go sit in the, you know, lobby and read a book while you people are, you know, being shown the sights.
Sheep.
And, yeah. So I said to him, hey, you know, are we going to go anywhere near the Hard Rock? And she says, no, no, we're not. And he said, I'll tell you what, give me your money. And it's like 12 people in the group. Here, here, take my, you know, take my sterling, which is, they're not the euro yet.
Okay.
Here, take my British sterling or my Scottish sterling and Irish sterling and go get me a Hard Rock pin. Well, the Hard Rock hadn't opened yet. Now, remember where we're at. We're in Northern Ireland, okay?
Right.
And it hadn't opened yet, so what he did was walk around the back, and the door was open, and the prep cooks were there, and he knocked on the door, and these people went nuts.
Uh-oh.
They went, hey, who are you? Who are you? And they're just yelling at him and all of that, and it just occurred to him, you know, this isn't something you wanted to do, scare people at the back door of this thing, but all went just fine. But I mean, the police were, you know, they were on the phone.
Good Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get your pin?
Oh, yes. He finally got it. He finally got it. But nice tour. Nice, wonderful tour. I'm going to play for you a song called Gloria that most people know. It was banned when it first came out because there are lyrics in there where Gloria comes to his room and makes him feel good. Now, the lead singer, who I'll tell you after we play the song, he makes the statement that I was just meaning we were having intelligent conversation and she makes me, you know, feel good in the mind. Yeah, right.
Okay.
This is by them. It was a group put together in Belfast in 1964. It's three chords. It never changes, and it's great. This is a group called Them. They're from Ireland. As we play songs by groups, I swear there are other groups from Ireland other than U2, and this is one of them, and I'll tell you who it is right after you hear the tune.
Comes around just about 5 feet four from her head to the ground. You know, she comes around here until the bottom midnight.
Yeah. So I learned how to play. You teach me those three chords, I can play that whole song.
I got
to
tell you, I could teach you that song in about 8 seconds. Really not too much with it. That's it. That's the whole tune again and again.
Keep it simple.
We talked about this during the acoustic thing when we were talking about R.A.M. Simplicity just breeds the concept of understanding.
Yeah.
Before the song's over, you're anticipating it. You know it. So they had one more hit. Them did. One more hit with Baby Please Don't Go. Down to New Orleans, you know I love you.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
baby,
yeah,
please
yeah.
don't go. Boom. And most people know that by Ted Nugent, but Them did a nice job of it. Hey! Who was the... Wasn't that just terrible English? Well, the group's name is Them.
The group's
them.
Name is Them. Who's
who
on
is,
first?
Who's the lead singer of this group? Now, you picked his name out, so go. Who's the lead singer of the group?
Who?
You just heard the next song coming up. You picked his name out immediately.
Oh,
we're playing Moon Dance next.
Van Morrison?
Van Morrison,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His real name is George Ivan Morrison, so that's where the Van comes from. And in my opinion... And again, it's my opinion. This is a subjective show. Van Morrison has put out one of the top three greatest albums ever.
What's that?
When you listen to albums today, you normally get four or five hits, and then there's just filler stuff.
Yeah.
If you have a chance, get a hold of Van Morrison's album, Moondance.
I love Moondance.
It is, from the beginning to the end, it's jaw-dropping. I remember hearing the song Moondance for the first time and then making a comment of it. I was in radio at the time, and the program director, this was a station in Alabama I was working for, he reached up on the shelf and pulled it off and handed it to me. And it was one of those things that I'm listening to it in my car, and I made all these additional trips, you know, to not have to get out of my car. And it was jaw-dropping to me that it was good. Front to back.
Mm-hmm.
So as we go on with bands and people that are from Ireland other than you two, this is when you have to know.
How long has Van Morrison been around?
Oh, a long time.
Like 200 years.
He was with them in 1964.
Good night.
And is still putting out music today. He's one of the highest selling artists out of Ireland ever. Moondance is listed on both the Rolling Stones and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs and albums that shaped the world. I know we're a rock station. I get the concept.
Yeah, but this is Moondance.
I got to tell you, this is, and again, it's two chords. It is literally two chords. You just bang back and forth on it. Simplicity and brilliance. This is Van Morrison. If you get a chance, get a hold of the album Moondance. Drop the needle. Put in the CD. Don't touch it. Listen to the whole thing. Jaw-droppingly good. It's a marvelous night for a Moondance on Rock School.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. Yet all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of...
It's perfect.
I see.
It's perfect.
Take a nice hot day when you've been outside or just whatever, or you get home from a long day.
It's calm, isn't it?
Oh.
It's beautiful. Honest to goodness, try to get a hold of the Moondance LP. Listen to it front to back. It's beautiful. This is Rock School. We just played a jazz piece. How about something poppy?
Okay.
Poppy and cute, since we're talking about all the music. Talking about all the music out of Ireland. We're going to do a real quick 2.5 minute song. This guy is sometimes referred to as the Donny Osmond of Ireland. This is Gilbert.
Guy.
Yeah, this is Gilbert O'Sullivan. He was he tried like crazy to be a pop idol. Always wore a red sweater with a giant G on it. Most people
slap that dude.
It's cutesy. Lots of lawsuits. If you read about his career, he was constantly trying to get his money back because it was being taken from him again and again and again. He had the record companies.
Oh,
they were paying
Lord.
Him what was expected. He had to take them to court for them to put out his albums. He apparently is eking out a nice living, but probably should have a whole lot more money than he did. Had three big hits in the U.S., Claire, which is a nice slow song about his dog. Alone Again Naturally, which is a song, if you're looking to kill yourself, this is the one you want to listen to. It's about the death of his mother and his father. What is? It's a song about the death of his mother and father and how he's going to celebrate the death of his mother and father by crawling up on the highest tower in Dublin and jumping off. Honest to goodness. So I decided I'm not going to play that one and bring the world down.
Thanks.
Here's a cutesy one. This is once again a song dedicated to his dog. Here's Gilbert O'Sullivan. Get down, get down, get down.
Dog.
It's dog, really. Go, bad dog, Bailey. Sit. Roll over. Play dead. Okay.
Unbelievable.
The thing about it is, every so often we got to break out of the style of music this show's known for, because the topic sets it off. And these are people who are from Ireland, other than you two. Gilbert O'Sullivan, very successful. He's from Waterford, by the way.
Waterford.
Does that ring a bell with you, Waterford?
Negative.
The Crystal, Waterford Crystal.
Oh.
And while we were there, while my wife and I were there, we got the chance to go to the Waterford Crystal place, and we're not big spenders, and we looked at each other and said, okay, $100, that's it. No more than $100. $500 or $600 later, the building. So
oh, my gosh.
We are at half past as we move along through Ireland. Groups other... than you two.
Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thunk it? If I'm not mistaken, you hear this Irish brogue that I'm doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually Scotch-Irish. I'm actually from Scotland. But the thing about it is, I like to put this on every so often, and I did it while I was over there. I was ordering fish and chips one time. Fish and chips, eh? And in this little tiny town. And I talked like this, and the guy sort of squinted his eyes at me, and he said, "That's not bad, But you're not from here, are you? No, I'm American. Yeah, I could probably tell. Do you still want the fish?
No,
yes.
I'm an ogre that lives in the swamp. You may have heard of me.
I'm Shrek. All right, we have a sponsor as we move along in the show, home theater, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Chad is here to tell you all the good stuff.
I will. If you are interested, if you're a movie buff like myself and the good doctor here are, then you know that it's pretty expensive to go out and see a few movies here and there at the movie theater.
Buy them. They're cheaper.
Yeah, you could. And you can watch them in a home theater.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what our sponsor, Home Theater Etc., specializes in. Big screens, surround sound, nice furniture, you name it. If it's associated with a home theater, it's in there.
Popcorn?
Probably.
Yeah, well, they are. Yeah, popcorn. They'll get you a maker. Sure.
Lovely downtown Hammond on the corner of Morris and Mooney, if that doesn't ring a bell. It's where 190 splits. You have the Florida Parishes Bank, and directly across the street is Home Theater, etc. 985-340-7777.
That's it. Give them a call because they are good people.
They are.
Tell us about the email address.
Why, you can email us at KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. How's that?
Well, not bad. Not bad.
KSLURockSchool, one big word, @gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. And I have word that the Rock School web page is up and running.
Yeah, I actually have a link on my personal homepage out to the archives. We're archiving these shows online.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really, you know, it's not done yet.
No.
When it's done, we'll let you know. We'll let you know the exact address.
It's getting there.
But we're going to talk next about a guy named Vivian Campbell.
It's a guy.
Who is currently, right, Vivian Campbell, who is currently playing with Def Leppard.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, for a while, working with a group called Sweet Savage.
Yeah.
He also played with Dio. He also played with Whitesnake. He is brilliant, a brilliant guitarist, and we're going to play a song which I believe you're going to ask me a stump on.
Yeah, this song actually used to be my catchphrase back in the DJ days, rock on. I used to say rock on for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a simple stump.
A simple stump.
Because I was home yesterday with my son who's cutting his 2-year molar teeth, so didn't really get a chance to, I won't make an excuse. You're probably going to get this. You're probably going to get this.
Go ahead.
Rock on. You know Vivian Campbell's not the first one.
Nor Def Leppard. No, it was...
Who was it?
The guy that was in Godspell.
What's his name?
Essex. David Essex.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Excellent.
David Essex. Thank goodness. Because you know that feeling you get when you think of something and there's that rush of adrenaline?
Yep.
Okay. Now I have to calm down and listen to Rock On. Here's Def Leppard. Listen to the guitar work. It's Vivian Campbell. Jump up and down in your blue suede shoes. Even the original by David Essex is pretty gosh darn good.
I love that one.
Yeah, that's Def Leppard. They have a new album out. It's their latest studio album. It's all the songs that they saw as inspirational to them as they were deciding to become rock stars. And
one
of the big ones.
One of my all-time favorite groups simply because the drummer
has one arm.
He can do what he does.
Yeah, the Thunder God, they call him. Yeah.
Gotta love him.
That was Vivian Campbell. He's from Belfast County, Antrim, Northern Ireland. He is sometimes referred to as Rory Gallagher Reborn. I know the answer, but do you know who Rory Gallagher is?
Rory Gallagher?
Do you know?
No, that's not the comedian, huh?
Oh no, Rory Gallagher is from Ballyshannon, Donegal. He's he's an Irish guy. You can't underestimate his impact on the world of guitar in that region of the country.
Okay.
He's generally cited as having the very first Stratocaster ever.
Ever.
In Ireland.
Oh.
Ever.
Hmm.
In 1972, Rory Gallagher was voted Melody Maker. That's sort of their cream magazine. He was voted Melody Maker's Top Musician of the Year. Guess who he dethroned?
That
Eric
would be...
Clapton.
No way. He was that good?
His big band was Taste, but most of the stuff that you'll know from Rory Gallagher is solo. He played on stage in L.A. with Slash. Slash claimed it was the biggest thrill he had ever had.
No way.
And in 1980, Eric Clapton said he wanted to go back to the blues because Rory Gallagher inspired him to go back to the blues. Now, how is it possible you've never heard of this guy? Happens all the time.
Hmm.
The people that are big in Scotland, in Ireland, in the UK may have a hit now and again over here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, some of the highest selling artists over in the UK, you would shake your head and you go, what, have they had a hit here? They just didn't break out. Rory Gallagher is one of them. You want to hear some
brilliance? That's unfortunate. You know,
it really
is. With that much success that he had and that much inspiration that, you know, I'm ashamed to say that I don't know who he is.
Well, if you were a guitarist, I know you're a drummer. If you were a guitarist, Rory Gallagher would be one of the people that you had an album and you went, I'm never going to be able to play like that.
Wow.
As we go on Rock School, groups, people other than you two who are from Ireland, listen to this. This is Rory Gallagher. This is Walk on Hot Coals on Rock School. What do you think?
That's I like
Rory
it.
Gallagher. Man, what speed, what unbelievable promise out of that
Good
guy.
Good Lord.
Yeah, supposedly had the first Stratocaster, a 1961 Stratocaster, the first one that was ever brought into Scotland, or into Ireland. I don't know if that's a true story or not, but, you know, why let the facts get in the way of a good story?
Sure sounds like he had the first one.
As far as I know, his brother Donald has officially retired the guitar, and it's in... one of the Hard Rock cafes in I think Belfast.
Okay.
I believe. As we move along on Rock School, this is all about bands that are from Ireland but are not you two.
They are out there.
We have a female lead singer named Dolores O'Riordan. Do you know her?
Yes, the Cranberries.
There you go, the Cranberries. She is from, and the rest of the band, is from Limerick. Now,
Limerick.
Limerick. Honest to goodness.
The rhyme?
As in the rhyme, the Ring of Killarney, all of that. The thing about this song, when it first came out, I remember thinking she was saying Tommy rather than zombie.
Oh, zombie, yeah.
And what I thought she was doing was talking about, there are many people in Northern Ireland who actually allowed themselves to die. Bobby Sands is one of the most famous people that did this. They basically went on hunger strike.
Wow.
And allowed themselves to die. I thought she was talking about another person named Tommy. The actual name of the song is Zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the song about? It's about what Northern Ireland people refer to as the Troubles. The Troubles was an Easter uprising of 1916. You see, Ireland and Scotland are still under British rule.
Oh.
That's why you're using sterling money when you're over there. That's why they're not on the euro and all of that. The Easter Rising of 1916 it took place in Dublin. A group rose up and proclaimed Ireland a free state from Britain.
Mm-hmm.
And they were willing to go Braveheart on this, you know, paint the face and all of that. The problem is, they were radicals. It only took about 6 days. The crown put it down, and the radicals were executed.
I see.
Publicly.
Wow.
And this is a song about that and about the lasting effect that it has. Imagine if you were in a country and you were literally ruled by another country. You had your own money. You had your own commerce. You had your own... But the king and the queen, actually now just the queen, still rules over you. Wouldn't you want to be free?
Yeah, I would.
Well, that's what they're talking about inside of this song. Not to bring the whole thing down, but these are the Cranberries, Zombie, Rock School.
Zombie.
is a Cranberries Zombie.
Yeah, I used to rock out to that song, but
love it.
Now that I know what it's about.
Yeah, she even mentions the year 1916 in there.
It's like Zombie. 1916.
We have, ladies and gentlemen, time to play one more song. I think we're going to finish like a minute early today.
Hey, how come we didn't play anything with bagpipes? Is that Scotland or Ireland? I get them mixed up
sometimes.
Well,
you in both. It's both. But you want to hear a funny, I don't know if it's really that funny. I was in Donegal. And I said to the guy who was taking us around, because the tour master just simply handed us off to people who were local. And
right.
I said, I want to get some bagpipes. Where do I get some bagpipes? And they have stores set up, just like we have guitar stores here.
Yeah.
Bagpipe stores.
Excellent.
It's not, you know, you think to yourself, well, it's only an instrument that gets played, you know, at funerals and such. No, it is a national instrument.
Yeah, man, I love the pipes.
So do I. I walked in, and it was, you know, nothing but a bagpipe store, and just like a guitar, you can either spend $50 or you can spend,
yeah,
you know, what would you like? You
yeah.
know, we'll turn the pipes out of ebony and mm-hmm. inlay them with abalone. What, you know, what do you want? They'll go to that height of it. I said to the young man who's behind the counter, and young, he's probably 30, 35 years old, I said to him, hey, you know, I want to buy a set of bagpipes. And he was almost belligerent. This is a true story. Almost belligerent. And he said, what do you want them for? I said, well, I want to play them. I thought to myself, probably wouldn't be good to say, you know, I wish to roast them with
yeah.
a chicken, you know. I want to play them. And he said, I can't sell them to you. Why not? Well, you don't know how to play the pipes. This is how, at least this guy, this is how in love they are with that concept of the pipes. You have to learn it. He was willing to sell me just the little reeded instrument that you finger to make the different.
A flute?
Well, it's not a flute. It's much more an oboe than it is a flute.
Mm-hmm.
It has a reed in it. You yeah. learn to push it, and it teaches you how to play.
But no bag.
And I said to him, but I want a full set of bagpipes, and I'm willing to pay.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want? He wouldn't sell them to me.
Are you serious?
He told me to go to, and I don't remember what the street name was, but it was where all of the touristy stuff was.
Yeah.
And he said, you'll find a set of bagpipes there that'll suit your needs. And I'm trying to explain to him, look, I'm schooled in three different instruments, and I used to teach guitar, I used to teach jazz guitar, and it didn't
matter. Fluke, yeah.
It didn't matter to the guy. He wouldn't sell them to me.
Unbelievable.
To me.
Wow.
We're
going to
finish with one more. This is very, very Irish. These are the Pogues, an Irish rover. Now, here's the thing. When you go down to New Orleans, where do you find jazz? You know, because everybody says, oh, birthplace of jazz. You walk around the French Quarter, you're not going to hear a lot of jazz. You're going to hear a lot of rock and roll,
mm-hmm.
that kind of, especially live. You have to go to a specific place to hear jazz.
Yeah.
And Jazz Fest is mainly
mm-hmm.
rock and roll. Yeah.
Yeah, it is a lot of rock.
You go to Ireland and their Celtic music, their music of their country is still played everywhere.
Yeah, this is the stuff that I like. This is the stuff that they played like in Titanic.
Right. Speed,
mm-hmm.
Donegal music, beautiful
yeah, man.
Stuff. The Pogues are, they refer to themselves as a Celtic punk band. Joe Strummer of The Clash
yeah.
was actually their producer for a while.
Excellent.
The Pogues got together with a group called the Irish Rover, or I'm sorry, a group called the Dubliners, and they put out a classic called Irish Rover.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to finish up with it as we play songs on Rock School that are from Irish musicians other than you two.
They're out there.
Now, what's a pogue? The Pogues come from a Celtic phrase, Pog Mahon.
What?
It means kiss my
ah.
beep. Pog Mahon.
Ah.
It means, and they went with just the first part of it, kiss. So they are the Pogues.
You're dirty-minded people,
that's
aren't
right.
you?
We're finishing up. We will. By the way, we're going to stay traveling. Next week,
uh-huh.
we're going to Canada.
Hey,
Canada, you hoser. Let's finish it up. Here are the Pogues. Here are the Dubliners. Irish Rover, brought to you by the good people at Home Theater, etc.
That's right, the sponsors of the show.
That's right. My name is Joe Burns. Who are you?
Chad P.
Hey, the Irish Rovers on Rock School. Classes dismissed. Get out.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful crowd.